What was the, do you know your cousin's mother washed clothes out in the backyard?
Sure did.
But what was that big container? What did she call it, big container that she boiled the clothes in?
The wash pot.
Okay.
A big cast iron pot. Build a fire underneath it and get the water boiling and put the clothes in there and poke them with a stick. And of course, you had the soap in there. You know.
Did she make her own soap, that lye soap?
Yes, they did, huh?
Jeez, that's great.
Uh-huh. My mother never did. We used Octagon soap.
Oh, yeah.
In the early days.
Octagon soap.
That's right, huh?
My mom always use that, you know, if we get poison ivy or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It'll dry it out pretty quick.
Is that right?
You use Octagon soap. Okay.
Matter of fact, there was an eyewash woman that we had at our house used soap and Perlene. Perlene was a heavy cleanser of some sort that you put in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it took the dirt out all right.
It also probably took the skin off your hands.
I suppose. Huh?
Okay, what might you use to boil water for tea?
Tea kettle.
Okay. And then the container that you might have to put cut flowers in?
A vase.
Okay. What would be the eating utensils that you have at your plate?
Besides the plate?
Yeah.
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay. Then if you had two of the cutting instruments?
You'd have two knives.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay, after you eat supper, you might say your wife washes the dishes and then she does what to them? Puts them underneath the water and
rinses them.
Okay. What might you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
A dish rag, a dish cloth.
Okay.
Dish cloth, I think it's the more polite term these days. They used to call it rag.
Yeah.
It sounds like you used your underwear, you know.
Who wears a size 30? Okay, and then what would you use to dry dishes with?
A dish towel.
Okay. And then the piece of cloth that you wash your face with?
Face towel? Oh, face cloth.
Okay.
Wash cloth.
Okay. Then after taking a bath, what would you dry yourself off with?
A towel or a bath towel, whatever mm-hmm. you prefer.
Okay.
I wouldn't say, hey, hand me a bath towel. I just say, hand me a towel quick. We have to get one or something like that, you know.
What would you call the valve at the sink to turn water on?
Well, faucet is a very common name for it.
Okay. Okay.
Some people call it a spigot. Spigot. S-P-I-G-O-T.
Uh-huh.
We always pronounce that spigot. Faucet is probably the best word for it.
Okay. How about if it was like outside of your house? You know, that you might hook the hose up to.
Same thing, it's a faucet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if it was on a barrel.
If it was on a barrel, it would be a spigot, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the word for it.
Okay. What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in a fairly large quantity?
Well, they used to have it in barrels, and then they had it in drums, but